Yes, thank you. I think the UK proposal to use the term victims as defined and not elaborate on it here is a useful one. We looked at this a little differently and wanted to conform the text as it's now written to the basic principles and guidelines and the right to a remedy, because it's slightly, in our view, well, it slightly misstates that document. So instead of saying personal, that the victims should have equal, effective, child-friendly, and gender-responsive access to a remedy and adequate, effective, and prompt reparations, we would instead go back to the language of the basic principles and guidelines on the right to a remedy, which says that they would have adequate, effective, prompt, and appropriate remedies, including reparations. And we would have no objection to changing that to including the child-friendly and gender-responsive, but essentially, the provision is for adequate, effective, prompt, and appropriate remedies, including reparations. So it's not adequate, effective, and prompt reparations. It's adequate, effective, prompt, and appropriate remedies, including reparations. That's from the basic principles and guidelines on the right to a remedy, and we would include in our version the child-friendly and gender-responsive language that was in the text. So it would read, should have adequate, effective, prompt, and appropriate child-friendly and gender-responsive remedies, including reparations. Thank you.